And the countdown is on to State of Origin number one. And the New South Wales Blues have made an embarrassing mistake by leaving behind part of their game plan for Origin 1 in the Queensland dressing room. How does that happen? The Courier Mail is reporting the Maroons arrived at their captain's run yesterday to discover a whiteboard detailing the New South Wales strategy for tonight's game. One source says the whiteboard could have been deliberately left that way, but if not, it could be a costly mistake. The man who broke the story, Peter Bedell, the chief rugby league writer at the Courier Mail. Good afternoon to you, Peter.
G'day, Ben. Thanks for having me.
This is a great story. I don't know whether I want to believe it or not, but it is a great story. Tell us what happened.
Oh, look, what would an Origin game be, Ben, with a bit of salacious gossip on Origin Eve? Look, it's quite astounding, Ben. I mean, I was talking to a few sources at Camp Maroon this morning as the team gathered for their traditional pre-match walk, and there was some speculation yesterday that the Maroons walked in for their captain's run. Now, they trained in the afternoon at Homebush, and earlier in the day, the Blues had completed their session. So the Blues used the change rooms first in the morning, and the Maroons followed that up 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Now, the information I had from more than one source from inside Camp Maroon was that the players walked into the room and they were greeted by a board in the middle of the room. The board was flipped around and it detailed, it had a series of notes regarding Cooper Cronk, regarding Jonathan Thurston and the two rookies, Justin O'Neill and Corey Oates.
I can only imagine the reaction when they flipped the board over and found the New South Wales game plan there.
Oh, it must have felt like the lotto numbers had dropped then.
But then again, the New South Wales game plan, no disrespect to Laurie Daly, the New South Wales coach, who's a very competent coach, but considering the strength of you Queenslanders, it should have a giant question mark on the whiteboard, shouldn't it? How the hell do you beat you guys?
Yeah, maybe a picture of Cameron Smith. But look, yeah, I mean, I understand, Ben, ANZ Stadium is suggesting today that it is incorrect, that there was no notes left as such, and it was actually in reference to an under-20s game if there were some notes. But the word specifically said heavily target Cronk. Now, Cooper Cronk's not playing in the under-20s tonight. So, look, it's all a bit of subterfuge, Ben. It is an embarrassing blunder. And, of course, no one's going to want to own up to it, are they?
But we left it there deliberately just to fool you blokes. You do realise that, don't you? Are you Queenslanders so slow on the uptake you don't realise that this is a double cross?
Well, you know I'm a Sydney boy, Ben. I'm a Maroubra boy, 3-5, so I've got a footy near the camp. They call me Lilac up in Queensland.
Well, mate, it's a great one. We're looking forward to tonight. We'll read more in the Courier Mail. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Ben.
Peter Bedell, one of the great lead-up stories to State of Origin. As he says, we love it, don't we? A little bit of controversy or salacious gossip leading up to Origin. Kickoff is at 8:10 tonight at ANZ Stadium. It's late.